52 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A judge in New York has sentenced the Trump Organization to a fine of $1.6 million for tax fraud. No jail time given. Former President Trump was never charged, only his company for the criminal conduct of top executives being compensated off the books. A special counsel now investigating President Biden and the finding of classified documents in private locations linked to the president. The White House calling the matter an inadvertent mistake.
They don't have a clear explanation right now, especially for why they didn't disclose that second batch of classified information sooner. They knew about this when they acknowledged that first batch earlier this week that was discovered at the president's private office here down the street. We have pressed the White House repeatedly on this. The press secretary was really hammered yesterday about this, and they just insist that there was an ongoing review. Of course, that review was ongoing when they acknowledged the first batch.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Another American held in Russia is back home. Navy veteran Taylor Dudley released after a 9-month detention, reportedly for illegally crossing the border. This is ABC News. A rally today on Long Island, New York, against embattled Congressman George Santos, who admits to lying during his campaign about his resume and his personal life and is refusing to resign.
In an interview on Steve Bannon's podcast with fill-in host Matt Gaetz, a fellow House Republican, Santos remarkably said he's an honest man.
Look, I've worked my entire life. I've lived an honest life. I've never been accused, sued of anything bad doing.
But that's not true. He's already facing multiple investigations at home and abroad. Authorities in Brazil reviving a fraud case looking into whether Santos used a stolen checkbook to buy clothes. And here in the U.S., he's accused about lying about his life story.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. It's Friday the 13th, and for those feeling lucky, the Mega Millions jackpot is up for grabs tonight with a whopping $1.35 billion prize. But don't bet the farm. Odds of winning are about 1 in 302 million. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The TikTok social media app is now banned on Wisconsin state government computers, cell phones, and other devices. Officials are concerned TikTok's Chinese owners can track American users and get a hold of their data. Governor Evers says he made the decision after talking with the FBI, Homeland Security, and cybersecurity experts. Too much winter road salt is bad for drinking water as well as lakes, rivers, and streams. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The group Wisconsin Saltwise says 1 teaspoon of salt can make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater fish and other organisms. Wisconsin Salt Awareness Week is the 23rd through the 27th. In sports, the Bucks fell to Miami last night, 108-102. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Most of them are Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Most of them are Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca, and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No? Welcome to Radio or No. Well, what do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, our home base of Waukesha, Madison tonight. Everyone who's streaming, everyone who's listening to the podcast later. A very early happy birthday to Benjamin Bry. His birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Another Capricorn.
There you go. And happy Friday to you, Jane Metnair.
Thank you very much, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
My mother's coming this weekend. We're going to have some fun. We're going to the Laughing Tap tonight.
That's right.
To see Greg Bach's establishment.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend, and it's going to be a fun show. So, coming up on the 11 o'clock hour, we got some headlines per usual in the first hour. We're going to talk about the meltdown of gas stoves. They're like the new M&Ms.
Yes.
The new, you know, so many of the things that are like, what?
The new outrage.
The new outrage. And some updates on how to treat childhood obesity. And also some good health news as far as when it comes to cancer death rates. And how much they've gone down, which is great. Which is great news. And then at the top of the noon hour, I'm very excited because I'm going to make my case that despite being married to a Michael, despite having my best friend be a Michael, I don't think we need any more Michaels.
That's a bold stance to
take. I'm just saying. Maybe John, maybe throw John in there too. I may list off to prove how many other not weird hipster, but just other names. Other boy names there are, besides Michael. I may list off some of the ones that are on my boy, my future boy list that I would like. Because apparently, in the U.S. House, there's going to be more Mikes heading committees than women.
Tripping over Mikes.
So we're going to do that at noon. But to kick off today, what a bad week in Wisconsin when it comes to LGBTQ plus issues. You know, I feel like this was at the end of last week, but even came into this week, what happened at East High School in Madison with, you know, that gave vibes of what happened in Keele, Wisconsin last year of the Gender Sexuality Alliance wanting to put on a drag show. It was approved by the school. A lawyer from Will caught wind of it, tweeted about it. Libs of TikTok picked it up. And then there was threats of violence. And now that is canceled. then, as we talked about yesterday. And I will say, I've been the reaction to the conversation we had yesterday about the Waukesha School Board meeting and the parental rights and transparency bill. The amount of people who've reached out to me since then, both people who live concerned parents in Waukesha, but also people who live in other parts, like the school districts all over the state.
Yes. And, all over the country, quite honestly.
Yeah. And so that will probably be a recurring theme, I would imagine, because seeing how many people are very concerned. And, you know, and this comes as a reminder, February 21st is the primary and April 4th is the general for our nonpartisan spring elections. And this is, you're going to hear so much about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is an incredibly important race and is the race that we all will be voting on because it is a statewide race. But this is when you elect your school boards and you have a say in who gets on there, and paying attention, because I made my video for Journal Sentinel this week, and, you know, Wisconsin typically is pretty good at voter turnout in the fall. Like, in the last four major elections since 2016, we've been one of the top five states for voter turnout.
Well done.
Somewhere between 60 and 74%. So in the last 22 years, according to Wisconsin Election Commission's data, our worst year are being Wisconsin. Wisconsin's worst year in voter turnout in the fall was 44%. Our best year in the last 22 years in the spring election for nonpartisan races, 34%.
Oh, my.
Our best year.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so as these issues amongst multiple school districts is rising and people are concerned, and you realize the power that school boards actually have when it comes to your kids, remember that you have a chance to vote. But on top of that, yesterday, basically while we were having the conversation about the Waukesha School Board District, our state legislature was, well, not the whole, the committee, was suspending the ban on conversion therapy.
Which 20 other states also have in place.
So 20 other states have banned conversion therapy altogether. And Wisconsin was trying to do that because the state Department of Safety and Professional Services Board, which is the board that licenses marriage and family therapists, counselors, and social workers, so they're kind of, they know what they're talking about, I would imagine, prohibited conversion therapy because it is very dangerous as when it comes to recommendations and trying to treat someone for what their sexual orientation is. And so for now, Wisconsin counselors can tell gay patients to change their sexual orientation. And it's I want to swear so badly.
Don't do that.
Just what a crappy week in gay news. Let's put it that way, right? And it is so wildly frustrating. And we'll get into more of the details of what happened at the Capitol yesterday. But for a party that ran on crime, that ran on inflation, even though the state legislatures can't really affect inflation, but they ran on it. For all the different priorities that were spouted in the lead up to November's election, this is the first thing, like, this is the priority.
Yeah.
Is suspending the conversion ban. And what's really frustrating is this is getting pegged, the argument here, and granted, the testimony that happened was in front of the state legislature yesterday, the Senate, on this one committee. So this was not in front of a judge. This was not a legal argument. And yet, lo and behold, who was arguing for a therapist's or a counselor's right, their right to have conversion, to suggest or conduct conversion therapy is no other than Will.
Shocker.
And their argument is that it by saying they can't do that, it's a freedom of speech issue, which makes no sense. If you are a licensed doctor, therapist, you can't just give your diagnosis based on your opinion. This is not a freedom of speech issue. Because, like, and then I think Kelderoyce made this point yesterday. It wasn't in the article. I was at Journal Sentinel, and one of the photographers who was there was telling me about it. That she asked the question, she's like, so an oncologist has freedom of speech in their diagnosis and in how they treat you? And yet, here we are. Because it's not, I mean, because this is not a, it's not.
It's not a freedom of speech issue.
It's not a freedom of speech issue. And the fact that it's being, because, you know, they tried to make the argument like this is not about the dignity of the human being and whatever. We're just saying that it's a freedom of speech issue, that counselors should have the right to practice this kind of therapy. Even though everyone who's actually an expert on this, the AMA, all of the different medical departments and committees and everything that has said, like, this is a dangerous tactic. And yet here we are.
Increased suicide rates for the people who are undergoing conversion therapy. Increased rates of depression. It's
so many different things. And it's, I just don't understand. In all of these scenarios, we're largely talking about young people, right? Because once you're an adult, you have you would likely
make your own decision,
make
about
your own
it,
decisions,
right?
And not be opting to continue to see a therapist or a counselor who is conducting this, unless you are consenting, saying I would like to change. So we're largely talking about young people. And imagine if we put the same energy into shutting down, shutting up gay kids as we did into not having guns in school. Imagine how much further we would be if that kind of energy and enthusiasm was brought to guns in schools. We'd probably be a lot further along. I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning. Like, and it's like, this is not a show. I feel like we've talked more about gay issues this week in Wisconsin than we have almost since the show started.
Pretty much.
And it just feels like an avalanche of bad news for LGBT people in Wisconsin and the people who love them. And it's wildly frustrating that this is where the energy, out of all the things, out of all the problems we have right now, this is what's being in the headlines every day. Because this is obviously the worst problem we're facing as a
number
state right now.
One issue, Kristen, yeah.
So if you have feelings about this, our phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. When we come back from this break, I'll get into some of the more of the details of what happened in the Capitol last week. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. always on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain,
We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 30. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 18. Highs around 34 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for scattered showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Oshkosh Air Support. 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM. Right now, 27.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Words wanna cut me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown a mind. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane, Matt Nair, you just softened my rage by playing that song.
I don't know. I kind of liked you all ragey. I don't know if that was a good thing then.
I'm all ragey this morning because of the trifecta of stories that happened in Wisconsin over the last week when it comes to the unnecessary attack on our LGBTQ plus youth that started with East High School having to cancel its drag show because of threats of violence, that then moved on to Waukesha School Board endorsing, basically making kids come out to their parents, even if their parents aren't going to be very supportive. And then yesterday, the Rules Committee? No, what is it? The Republicans on the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules.
Oh, that sounds like a great committee.
Voted 6-4. So the four Democrats versus the six Republicans to suspend the ban on conversion therapy because we know that works so well.
Yeah.
And I'm very sarcastically livid about all of this. But we have a phone call.
Curtis from West Dallas is on the line. Thanks for joining us, Curtis. What do you want to say?
I would like to say a lot. I would like to say a lot. But I will start by saying I'm a gay male. I had a lot of friends years ago that have died for Stonewall. And Wisconsin's always known as a forward state. But as of like the last couple of years, we've got back so far. I can't even tell you. But the only way this is going to change is the youth get up and fight. Because let me tell you, a lot of the drag queens that I know years ago, and from my friends and family and uncles that were gay, they fought. You know, if you go back in our history in Wisconsin, Stonewall basically started here, you know, in 1969. Oh yeah, the gay bar. If you can actually go on. If you ever went to Pride Fest, they actually have a booth at Pride Fest every year, and it's all about the histories of the gays and how we fought. And there's a gay bar down by the. It's still the building's still there. It's off of right when you come out the freeway by Sunfest. There's a bar on the right hand side, right across the street from the Salvation Army. There, that building was one of the first gay bars in Wisconsin, and the gay boys used to go there. Gays and lesbians and, you know, cross-gender, used to go there and celebrate, and the police department was bought and paid for in Milwaukee. And when they were bought and paid for, they paid them to protect them. Then all of a sudden they decided one day, you know, let's upraise and let's, you know, beat the gays. So the cops came in there and started to beat them up, and the drag queens fought back. They took their heels out and they started whipping them. And that's where Stonewall started. And from then on, we fought for their rights. And these politicians are trying to fight for their rights because, the underground network is coming out ever since Trump came out. But all I can tell you right now, if the youth want to change it, this is the time. Because let me tell you, we have to fight for our right to be who anything you want to be. Because in this country, we are united and we are free. So for somebody to say, hey, you can't be gay or you can't be this, you can't be that, we live in the United States of America, and this is a free country. And let me tell you, I fought for years, and I'd be more than happy to fight again, because I'm not going to put anybody back in anybody's closet. And all of that is, the youth nowadays, you should love people who they are, mm-hmm. not who they should not be or who you want them to be. Because if you really love your child and you say you love your children, you should love them for who they are and what their possibilities are going to be in the future. Because you never should ever understand the gay people, because you're not born gay. To be born gay, and I was growing up in a really harsh Catholic family. And when I came out, I was proposed by a lot of gay men, especially priests. But let me tell you, the one thing about it is you have to understand, it's almost like the gays are kind of like very close to being like blacks, you know, because you're born a certain way, like color, and you can't protect yourself. And a lot of people try to poke at you like a chicken. And you have to fight back, because if you don't fight back, they'll win. But I just want to let you know that. And I love your radio station. And like I told Jean earlier, I'm so happy she's on this radio station.
Me too.
Have a great day and keep on smiling.
Thank you so much, Curtis.
Thanks a lot, Curtis.
I didn't know, you know, I knew about TIT, like this is it, and some of the gay bars throughout Wisconsin, but also in Milwaukee. I didn't know that there was that kind of like stonewall clash with the police. And so I definitely want to go read more about that now. But I think that's true. And I think people are fighting back. Like I said, as far as the amount of emails and messages I received yesterday after the section that we did on the Waukesha School Board, I do think that there are people who are trying to fight this. And I do think that there's more. And I thought that was so interesting yesterday when I asked Sarah. Did I ask it on air or did I ask it at the break? Because I asked her, I said, you know, for the students who spoke up, how many students are the students speaking against inclusion? It's the parents.
Well, I was just going to say that. It's their parents.
And it's, you know, and kids bully. And, you know, there is so much that we say about kids bullying. And I asked, I was like, because she says she has two kids who are in the LGBTQ community. And I said, how has it been for them when it comes to their peers? And the kind of, you know, and this, her one anecdotal experience with this, right? This does not speak for all kids. This does not speak for communities across the state. I'm sure it's different in Madison and Milwaukee than it is in Keel, Wisconsin, or parts of Waukesha,
sure.
Right? But, you know, and there was, she had a couple stories that nothing of violence, but like, so, and so I just feel like there's a shift in younger people, even younger people who are raised in conservative households, where it's like, is this such a big deal? I don't know. I totally agree with Curtis, is that, like, you know, I try to be not moderate. I don't want that word. I try to see both sides. I try to be honest with my bias on issues. I try as much as I can to try to see it from the other side. I cannot see this from the other side. Full stop. Like, I cannot see this from the other side of the other point of view. Of how this does anything for anyone except give you control and make you feel comfortable because you have your own issues with how other people live their lives. You cannot tell me otherwise that this has anything to do with impacting your ability to live a good life. I want to scream right now. All right. Well, we're going to take another break.
You can scream.
I'll scream at the break. When we come back, we'll move on to some other headlines. But feel free to join the conversation. Always 844-967-2789. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Look out, cause here I come.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A judge in New York has sentenced the Trump Organization to a fine of $1.6 million for tax fraud. No jail time given. Former President Trump was never charged, only his company for the criminal conduct of top executives being compensated off the books. A special counsel now investigating President Biden and the finding of classified documents in private locations linked to the president. The White House calling the matter an inadvertent mistake.
They don't have a clear explanation right now, especially for why they didn't disclose disclosed that second batch of classified information sooner. They knew about this when they acknowledged that first batch earlier this week that was discovered at the president's private office here down the street. We have pressed the White House repeatedly on this. The press secretary was really hammered yesterday about this, and they just insist that there was an ongoing review. Of course, that review was ongoing when they acknowledged the first batch.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Another American held in Russia is back home. Navy veteran Taylor Dudley released after a nine-month detention, reportedly for illegally crossing the border. This is ABC News.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. There may be a partial solution to the problem of affordable housing in Wisconsin. Since the 1960s, local governments have zoned many districts to be exclusively for single-family homes. Executive Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Jerry DeShane, tells Wisconsin Public Radio tweaking these codes could help solve the housing crisis because offering flexibility for multifamily housing units and mixed-use housing developments would address many issues. More money being invested in helping Wisconsin veterans and their families. Governor Evers and Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary James Bond announced grant awards to provide financial assistance, entrepreneurship training, and other services to improve employment opportunities. Universities, homeless assistance organizations, and veteran centers were among the recipients of the $420,000 in grants. You're listening to the Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS 1100 AM.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you, your local Civic Media radio stations, and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said, if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Cooking with gas. Gas.
Cooking with gas. Gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught. Now here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is that, you say? Can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, because we're going to go back. Here are all the reasons you should
welcome
cook with
back
gas.
To As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Yeah, we're going to talk about gas stoves in a second.
We are.
So, what was this? What were we just listening to, Jane?
It's the Cooking with Gas song, Kristen Bry, from Natural Fuel Gas that I found this morning.
It sounds like it could have made it to a different version of Hamilton.
About the gas industry.
About the gas industry.
What a great idea.
All right, well, before we get into that story, we got a text message.
We do, from Dave in the Shaw. We were talking about the conversion therapy ban, which was undone by the Republicans yesterday in Wisconsin. Dave's question is, what's the end game for the GOP with these anti-LGBTQ plus policies? Do they think they're going to stop people from loving other people? Do they want the LGBTQ plus community to leave the states or something worse?
I don't know. I mean, I can't. I don't know. I'm not of enough of a political strategist to know, like, oh, yeah, this is a winning issue for us. And it also feels so short-sighted. Like, the evolution of generations and millennials and Gen Z, I would say, much more open-minded, certainly not growing up to be more right. You know, the saying of if you're conservative when you're young, you have no heart. But if you're, liberal when you're old, you have no brain.
Or no money.
That's true. But we have no money anyways. So, you know, the things that are happening in the world that have made the younger generations, not that I'm that young, but not be as open, you know, not be drawn over to the right because of taxes and whatever, that they're like, no, the climate change, housing crisis, capitalism, like late stage capitalism. And it's like the people who these kinds of social issues appeal to that are fear-based, and like, they're not going to be here forever. This is not a growing, like a swell. They're loud. They're especially loud right now. But I just, like, is it just that you don't think you can win on the fiscal issues of what the Republican Party used to be? Because it's not, like, sexy enough, and it doesn't get people riled up enough, and it's harder to understand fiscal policy? I don't know.
It's easier to, as you said, frighten people, scare people. We see that on certain news networks. That's their formula. Or rage, outrage. Outrage is a good one, too. Keep them outraged, keep them angry, focused on this thing over here while you're doing something you shouldn't be doing over there.
Yeah. Well, and there was never... And it's also just funny because it's like, who's the snowflake? Because when a kitchen appliance can send you off, are you really in control of your emotions? Are you? Because, you know, I would expect this kind of rhetoric and outrage if, you know, whenever there is a threat that they're going to take your guns away. But when it comes to your gas stove, really? You're that attached to your gas stove? So the latest star this week of the culture war is none other than a gas stove.
Yep. Look out.
So for context, if you've not been following this or if you've heard kind of wind of this, so for years, and I actually didn't know this until this week, it also doesn't shock me because, like, yeah, you're putting gas, like we have carbon monoxide detectors in our house, and yet a gas stove is, you're putting gas into the atmosphere of your home. But for years, research has shown that gas stoves are bad for the environment and bad for public health, particularly when it comes to the developing brains of young children. And so there's certain cities and certain states, as you can guess, mostly blue ones, that have begun to consider and some implement bans on gas stoves, citing these health risks. And so with the growing body of research on the negative impacts of gas stoves, unsurprisingly, it found its way into the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And on Monday of this week, the chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Richard Trumka, I think it's pronounced. And have you seen a picture of this guy?
No.
Strong stash game.
Oh, really?
Real strong stash. looks like he was a dad in the 80s.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so he told Bloomberg that any option, quote, any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. Operative word being can be. Not are, going to be. Can be. And then the White House on Wednesday of this week asserted that Joe Biden does not support a ban on gas stoves. And one, another chair from the CPSC clarified in a statement that he's not looking to ban gas stoves. And the CPSC has no proceeding to do that. But don't let that get in the way of a righteous tweet. Because Texas representative and former White House physician Ronnie Jackson tweeted, "I'll never give up my gas stove. If the maniacs in the White House come for my stove, they can pry it from my cold, dead hands. Come and take it."
Ooh. Tough guy.
That's not the end. That's not the only one. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted a Gadsden flag, which I didn't even know what this was. I had to look it up. And so instead of the, oh yeah, so it's instead of the snake, like don't tread on me, it's a stove. It's don't tread on Florida.
That's really stupid.
And then Tucker Carlson, of course, had to get in on this. He had a restaurant owner on his show to talk about how electric stoves were less functional than gas stoves. And Matt Walsh, you know, from What Is a Woman documentary fame, I think he's Daily Caller.
The outfit that sounds right, associated with.
Said, "You will have to pry my gas stove from my cold, dead hands." I would love to find out that some of these guys don't actually have gas stoves.
Well, in their homes. I want to know if they can find where their kitchen is.
Yes, that too.
Give me a break.
Like, how much cooking are you doing, Matt Walsh?
Seriously. Yeah. And Ron DeSantis? Yeah, right. You're in the kitchen.
And it's just... And it's also hilarious to me that the idea that this effort of we're going to come into your home and take your gas, like your functioning gas stove, and make you replace it versus, you know, like what happened with the ADA when that was passed was that the what happened was when buildings got renovated, when new buildings were built, they had to be up to the new codes. And so if anything were to happen with gas stoves, I am willing to bet at all of the money in my savings account that what would be happening is new buildings, so like new restaurants and new homes being built, would have to have either an updated, healthier stove, of the a healthier gas stove if they can improve it and make it less detrimental, or, you know, a conduction, whatever the other.
Convection.
I clearly don't cook. but yeah, so I just... Just panties all in a bundle this week. And of course, next week it'll be, but I had a friend tweeted at me of like some meme of, oh, I can't like the poor person, like can't pay my bills. And it was like Joe Biden licking an ice cream cone saying, "I'm taking your gas stoves." It's like,
they're not
true.
They're not going to take your gas stove.
They're not going to take your gas stove. But,
and I don't know that this is a surprise because, and this is about public health and at least, right, informing parents, certainly parents who have young children. And from what I've been reading this week, it increases asthma, worsen asthma, things like that. So as a parent, I think it's valuable you be told about that and that information shared. But the same people who are outraged about this are the same ones who wouldn't mask up or get vaccinated. They don't care about the greater good. They don't care about the, you know, all for one and one for all. It's me, 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 me. Freedom.
Does it make that much of a difference? Have you cooked on both kinds of stoves?
I have.
Does it make a difference?
I love my gas stove.
See?
But I'm not.
So you would be upset if they took your gas stove.
Well, I would be disappointed, yes. But then that would give me another excuse to find a reason not to have to cook because I don't like it. But if I have to, I do like my gas stove. It's better control.
Fair.
You know, and we don't
just
have...
don't take my air fryer, because that I use for almost everything.
Step away from the air fryer, people.
Oh, well, speaking of public health, this week, the American Academy of Pediatrics updated its treatment recommendations on childhood obesity. And still, I mean, part of this story is how the term obesity is measured, which is it's basically whether it's children or adults. The having a body mass index that's at or above the 95th percentile. And if I remember correct, body index is like your height divided by your weight, or is it weight divided by height? It's something like that, where it's for people who are just not like they're not morbid. Like the whole thing around that's there's stigma because many consider the word obese to be stigmatizing because some experts like recommend keeping in mind that conversations about like treatment and like all this stuff of like when you're obese, but it's like you can be in that 95th percentile and be a healthy person.
Right.
And that's the point, right? It's like there's, you know, and this is the whole fat phobia thing and people saying this isn't healthy when you see, you know, yogis who are plus size women doing headstands. It's like, all right, buddy, you do a headstand.
Right.
You know, and like
there is a level of fitness there.
Yeah. Like your vitals when it comes to your cholesterol, when it comes to your blood pressure, like you can be a bigger person and have all of your internal vitals be exactly where they need to be.
Yep.
Anyways. So for years, the AAP has recommended that doctors take a wait and see approach for treating child's weight. But now the organization says delaying treatment could lead to lifelong health problems like heart disease and diabetes. And including, along with lifestyle changes, they're recommending an immediate and intensive treatment involving medications for kids as young as 12.
Wow.
And surgery for those as young as 13.
Wow.
But, I mean, as you can probably imagine, some experts worry that doctors are going to jump too fast on giving kids drugs and surgery. And I always come back to what pisses me off. I'm really on one today for it being Friday. I think I'd be in a better mood. The amount of personal responsibility we put on individuals for managing their weight and the lack of responsibility we ever lay at the feet of what foods we're allowed to eat. Like, every single person who has ever traveled to like Europe, where you're eating pasta and you're eating cheese and you're eating all of this food that our diet culture in this country is like, don't eat carbs, don't eat fat, blah, blah, blah. Consistently, people are like, I feel so much better when I'm here. Because guess what? I don't know what their FDA is called, but the products and ingredients that are just not allowed in European food. Like, if you can look at, like, a jar of Jif peanut butter, and the ingredients are different in one bought in America versus one bought in Europe. Same thing for Nutella.
It's the preservatives.
It's the preservatives. It's the corn syrup. There is, and this doesn't even just apply to our food. It also applies to our beauty products and the things that we're allowed to, as women, be told that we need to put on our face and our makeup and everything. And, like, the carcinogens that are in that can lead to, that we're putting on our skin our entire lives. And the fact that this always comes down to the failing of the moral integrity of you just not being able to control yourself instead of, oh, the food we make readily available is actually horrible for you, but it's your fault. All right. We're really on one today. Let's keep rolling. All right. We're going to take another break. Stay with us. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Now here's one final rule you should remember from school. When you want to cook or bake, natural gas is the fuel.
We're cooking with
a cooking,
gas.
A cooking, a cooking,
it's always ready.
A cooking,
gas.
A cooking,
smooth.
A cooking,
so steady.
A cooking,
gas.
A cooking, a cooking,
it's always ready.
A cooking,
a cooking,
a cooking,
so steady.
A cooking,
a cooking,
a cooking, a cooking,
a cooking.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. One in six. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 30. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 18. Highs around 34 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday with a chance for scattered showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Oshkosh Air Support. 98.3 FM, WISS, 1100 AM. Right now, 27.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the Rage Hour, apparently.
Welcome to the Angry Hour.
Welcome to the Angry Hour. But we're still having a sense of humor about it. It is Friday, TGIF, and now for some good news. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Some good health news. So deaths from all types of cancers in the U.S. fell by an estimated 33% since 1991.
Wow.
Saving a cumulative 3.8 million lives. And this is according to a report released yesterday by the American Cancer Society. And progress was attributed to improvements in cancer treatment, early detection, and significant drops in smoking.
Yeah, it's been on the decline for a long time.
And it's interesting because this comes in the same week where I feel like I had... The way this was worded in this article... And it was Wisconsin State Journal, and it said, Wisconsin smoking tax revenue down, but health benefits up as more people quit, report says. And it was just, because I get it, like, because alcohol, cigarettes, if we were to have, we'd be legal, you put a vice tax on these things, and it brings in revenue for the state. And it was just such an interesting thing, because I think where we are as a society is no one debates anymore whether or not smoking is good or bad for you, right? Like, I think we all agree
it's bad.
Smoking is bad for you.
Yes.
But it's your choice to continue to do it. But there's no, like, we're not still in the, like, where we are still with the vaccine, where there's people who are like, the vaccine is bad for you. We're pretty much everything everyone's on. No one thinks there's health benefits to smoking anymore.
No.
We've moved past that. And so it's just that was such a funny art, like, headline to me. And the article is funny of, like, comparing the there goes some revenue for the state, but, like, at least people are living longer.
Right. But that's why I've always maintained that they will never make smoking illegal, because there's too much money. There is way too much money involved.
Oh, yeah.
If everybody in Wisconsin quit smoking, all the municipalities would be freaking out.
Well, in reality, also, if you read this article, and we'll go back to the other cancer thing in a second, because our tax on cigarettes. So if this was really a concern, obviously we have a surplus right now, and and at any point we could have new revenue from marijuana. But
yeah, don't hold your breath on that one.
But if it was really, we need that extra, because it basically dropped from 4% to 2% of, like, how much of the revenue was coming in from cigarettes, since less and less people are smoking in Wisconsin. But if we really wanted to make up that revenue, we could just increase what the tax is, because in both Illinois and in Minnesota, they charge you more for
We're already 16th in the country. It's $2.52 a pack is the tax.
Well, that's nothing. I mean, I smoked in my younger years, and you know what will get you to quit smoking is moving to Manhattan.
Where they're what, $15 a pack?
17, at least. And I think I know multiple people. I know multiple French people specifically who love to smoke, who, you know, being poor and may or may not be legally allowed to even be there, moving there and realizing how much more expensive, you know, because in France, they're super cheap still, because whatever. And being like, I guess I'm not a smoker anymore because I can't afford this.
No. Wow.
And so, but anyways, back to the good news of health. So Cancer is still the second leading cause of death in the U.S., with more than 1.9 million people expected to be diagnosed with some kind of cancer. And that results in around 610,000 deaths this year. But at least advancements, at least improvements as far as where we're going. And it's interesting to think, as we kind of ended the last segment, with how bad our food is, how many bad ingredients are in our beauty products. You know, I think about the correlation, if not causation, of certain mill towns in Wisconsin, like paper mill towns, that there's a lot of cancer rates in certain towns across Wisconsin. And so, like, it's one thing when you, again, compare. I've never seen the numbers, but the comparison, as we were just talking about Europe and how many people still smoke there, I'm interested to know what the cancer rates,
what their cancer rates
would be, and like how many less people smoke in our country, and yet what our cancer rates are because of all these other things that we have in our food, in our products, in our atmosphere, that just aren't allowed in other countries. And if that evens, because like there's plenty of people who've never smoked who get cancer.
That's very true.
So yeah, but they, I thought that was, at least we could end. We
That's
could
some
end
positive stuff,
on a high
right?
note. But as far as other high notes, we haven't talked about this on the show yet, but anyone who's listening at home may have heard some of our commercials that Civic Media is launching a $1 million advertising giveaway.
Not a hoax.
There's no catch. But if you are a small business owner and you're interested in learning more about how radio ads could bolster your business and bring you new business, we are giving grants for small businesses in Wisconsin to have free ad space. And so here are some of the details for that. So save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You will be able to fill out an online application for a piece of this giveaway. And with this is your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team, and they'll help you create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business across the entire network. It can be in one station and just if you are a more local business, but even the opportunity, and you hear me in the beginning of the show always welcome all of the different cities that we air in, and that's only growing. We have new announcements in the next couple of weeks, months, of even more cities that we're going to be airing in. But this is pretty cool.
It really is very cool, and it's a great way for you to get out your message about your business.
Yes, absolutely. And so, 9 a.m. on Thursday, January 26th, it will go live. We will be tweeting out, if you follow any of our social media, you can find the landing page that we'll have all the information on. There are some rules that apply, of course, but pretty much it is what it sounds like. And so be sure, this is the important part, because it's not a competition, but I'm a competitive person. So when you fill this out, tell them that As Goes Wisconsin sent you.
Yes. We would really appreciate that.
We would really appreciate it. You know, as I've said before, I come from a very competitive family. I'm a competitive person, all in good spirits, but just tell them that was As Goes Wisconsin sent you. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, my argument of why we don't need any more Michaels. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.